With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Israel continues to imply that a ground assault on Gaza is imminent. Meanwhile, evidence shows that Hamas militants likely used some North Korean weapons in its recent unprecedented attack on Israel.
A Hamas video and weapons seized by Israel show that Hamas fighters likely fired North Korean weapons into the Jewish state on the 7th of October. The evidence points towards Hamas using Pyongyang's F-7 rocket-propelled grenade, a shoulder-fired weapon that fighters typically use against armored vehicles. The discovery is an example of how sanction-battered North Korea funds its own conventional and nuclear weapons programs. I'm Karen Chamas.
In an earlier announcement, hardline conservative Jim Jordan of Ohio told his fellow Republicans he will suspend his bid to serve as House Speaker and will instead support a plan to let interim Speaker Patrick McHenry from North Carolina run the House temporarily. Also at SRNnews.com, fewer people are applying for unemployment benefits. Correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Applications for unemployment fell to their lowest level in 8 months last week, down by 13,000 for the week ending October 14th, says the Labor Department. The Federal Reserve's been trying to cool hiring and bring down wages as it battles inflation, but the labor market has held up better than expected. Companies have been trying to retain workers, though there have been layoffs this year, mostly in the tech sector. Overall, 1.7 million people were on unemployment for the week that ended October 7th. I'm Rita Foley.
Sales of previously occupied U.S. homes fell for the fourth month in a row in September. Sales fell 2% last month from August. Stocks are now lower. The Dow is down 18 points. The NASDAQ, 35 points in the red. This is SRN News. A new poll charts the connections between American Jews and the state of Israel.
The vast majority of Jewish people in this country vote Democrat and are often critical of Israel. But that doesn't mean they don't love the Jewish state at a fundamental level. According to a survey from the Pew Research Center, 82% of American Jews say caring about Israel is essential to what being Jewish means to them. 60% say they have a lot in common with Israeli Jews, and nearly half have visited the country at least one time. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Sex change operations on children would be banned in Wisconsin under a Republican bill passed this week, but Democratic Governor Tony Evers has vowed to veto the measure. Republicans do not have enough voters for an override. More than 20 other states have enacted laws that bar doctors from performing the irreversible surgeries on youngsters. This is SRN News. Four police officers in the Indian state of Gujarat have been fined and sentenced to 14 days in prison for contempt of court in a case linked to the public beating of a group of Muslim men.
Images on social media of Muslim men tied to a pole and beaten by police officers triggered widespread anger across India last year. As the men were flogged, crowds in the Gujarati village cheered and chanted nationalist slogans. The High Court ruled that the police should not infringe civil liberties. It said those arrested had the right to life with dignity. The sentencing has been suspended for 3 months to allow the officers time to appeal.
BBC correspondent Ambarazan Athirajan. Based in Helsinki, telecom gear maker Nokia will cut 14,000 jobs worldwide, or 16% of its workforce. It's part of a push to reduce costs following a plunge in third quarter sales and profit. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.